Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita, and today we are agreeing with God when he says that in Christ, we are chosen. So take a deep breath and quiet your heart as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. Today's passage comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness. O Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, we praise you that in Christ Jesus we are chosen to be yours. Not because of anything we have done, but because of your own tender mercies. God, you are the one who knows our end from our beginning. You know us even before we were born. You know all our days, and you care for us. How wonderful are your ways, O Lord. How worthy of worship and adoration you are. And how kind and compassionate, that even knowing all you know about us, you still call us chosen, yours forever. Thank you, God. So take a moment now to praise God for calling you his own, for choosing you by name. Thank him that that is who you are in Christ. Let's continue now to express our neediness. Lord, there are so many opportunities to feel left out or ignored by others, to feel like we are on the outside of the in crowd. And when that happens, God, would you remind us that you chose us from the beginning of the world, that because we are chosen in Christ, no other unchoosing or are ignoring or blacklisting or canceling or any of those things, it doesn't matter. You are the one who gives us significance. And when we are chosen in Christ, that is the one identity that matters. Remind us that what you choose doesn't get unchosen. And it is your approval that matters. It is you who include us in the family of God. You formed us before we were born. You called us by name for a specific purpose. We are yours. And that is the most important thing that matters. So think now, where in your life do you struggle to feel chosen? Where do you feel left out? Bring that area to the Lord and ask him to imprint on you this identity of being chosen in Christ. Now it's time to seek God's stillness. I invite you to quiet your heart in God's presence. Become aware of his great love for you. What does it feel like to know that you are chosen? That God said yes to you? As you sit with him in stillness, is there anything that he wants to say to you? Is there an image that comes to mind? And in this time of stillness, is there anything else that you want to say to God as you sit with Him, chosen and dearly loved? Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. Jesus, you're the one who looked at your disciples and said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And because of that choice, it's permanent. God, we praise you that you've called us to be a part of your royal priesthood, a holy nation, a purchased people. You do not give up on your chosen ones. So help us to continue to trust in you. Help us to continue to live into that identity of being a chosen one, set apart for your good purpose. As you end this time of prayer today, where is God calling you to take that next step of faith into living like a chosen one? What is He calling you to do in response to today's time of prayer? As you listen to today's passage again, what word or phrase stands out to you? 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. You've been listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. If you'd like to contribute to our work, you can join us at prayersofrest.com/Patreon. And if you're loving this podcast, honestly, the simplest way to support our work is to share it with a friend. You can just text them the link to this episode, or better yet, invite a few friends to join you and create a little prayer group. You can pray along with each episode each week, text each other your prayer requests, or even gather together in real life. Whatever works best for your group. And as we wrap up, I also want to say thank you to Angie Elkins Media for editing assistance and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener, for sharing this podcast with your friends and also for joining me here week after week for Prayers of Rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.